Shalom to all. Today's office Chol Daf Pei. We're starting about the third line with the words Amar Papa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mim Sarabats Miyakom Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara just concluded with its final answer of what the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chum is regarding a Kai or a Kvi. We had said that both are Masupik. They're both in doubt if we're Chashal Zera Av. Their main argument is, do we say Miktsa Se? Rabbi Elazar says no. The Chum say yes. And this is relevant to three discussions: Oisav Es Benoi, Kisu Adam, and Matanois. As Amar Papa Rabbi says, Hilkach therefore Lein Kisu Adam Matanois. Regarding the latter two topics that we discussed. Kisu Adam, the chiv to cover blood of a chaya shechted on Yomtif. And we quote a Mishnah, the person is not allowed to shecht a kvi on Yomtif. And if he does not do Kisu Adam. And also in regards to Matanois, which is the chiv to give certain parts of an animal to a kayin. And this is only by a behema, not by a chaya. Loi mishkachas, it can only be found ela b'tzvi habal tiyasha, with a male deer and a female goat. The Bailer Rabban 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 Lezer Masapka Luhu, Ichosh and Lazar Avaloi. As we had just said, they're both according to Rabban Rabban Lezer. They're Masupik. They're not so sure. Do we pay attention to the father of Zara? And Vakamifli Besev Afilu Miktaset. They argue, do we give validity to only a partial set? And if regarding Kisu Adam, don't shecht it because maybe Chashin Lazara Av, that would be the Rabbanon, and that would make it a Chaya, which requires Kisui. However, once it is shechted, don't do Kisui because maybe ain't Chashin Lazara Av, and then it's only in a Behema, and it doesn't require Kisui. Now, if Matanois, Rabbi Elazar patras completely because if Chashin Lazara Av, we only have Miktsa Se, and therefore it would be incumbent upon the Kain to bring a proof that ain't Chashin Lazara Av in order to receive his Matanois, and the Rabbanon are only Mechayiv and half Matanois anyway. As we explained in the bottom of the previous Amud. And the work continues in Yosef Esbenoi. In regards to Yosef Esbenoi, Meshkachas law, Bein B'tiyasha Baal Tzviyo, Bein B'tzviyah Baal Tiyasha. In both cases, where the father's a goat and the mother's a deer, or the father's a deer and the mother's a goat. And we speak this out. B'tiyasha Baal Tzviyo, if the father's a goat and the mother's a deer, what would the discussion be? Uli Yisura. It would be only in regards to whether there's an Isser, but not Malkus. The Rabbanon side of the Rabbanon hold, Dilma Chashin Lazaro Av. Maybe we are Chash for the father, which is a goat, and Sev Afil Mikta Samrinon. We also say Mikta Se, Va'aser, and therefore it would be Aser for is Benoi, but it wouldn't come along with Malkus because maybe we're not Chayshesh, whereas Rabbi Elazar sub Rabbi Elazar holds Nei Nam Chayshel Zara Av, even if we want to say that we're Chayshesh for the father, which again is a goat, but Sev, Afil Miktaseh Lo Amrinon, we don't say Miktaseh, and therefore at best this is Miktaseh, which doesn't have a Chiyuv Vayis as Benoi, so that would be the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon in that situation, and B'tzvi HaBal Tiyasha Ula Malkus. In the reverse, where the father's a deer and the mother's a goat, the discussion would be regarding Malkus. Rabbanon side of the Rabbanon hold Nei Nam Chayshel Zara Av, that even though Chayshel Zara Av and the father's a deer, nonetheless, Sev, Afil Miktas Samrinon, we still say Miktas Se, and since the mother's a Se, that makes the child a Se, and therefore there's a 100% no questions asked Isser of Isser's Benoi, and that's why Malkinon Le, we're going to give the person Malkus if he checks Isser's Benoi, whereas Rabbi Elazar Sover, he holds Isur Ikka, there's an Isser here, but Malkus Leka, there's no Malkus. Isur Ikka, there is an Isser, Dilma in Chashal Zarav, maybe we do not pay attention to the father at all, Vahai Sema Al Yehu, and then this is considered a 100% Se, however, Malkus Leka, we can't give the person Malkus, Dilma Chashal Zarav, maybe we're Chashish for the father, and then this is only a miktaseh, and since we don't say miktaseh, according to Rabbi Elazar, it wouldn't come along with Malkus. So that's Rabbi Papa's explanation of how we understand the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon, in these three topics that we discussed in the previous Amud. Now we continue discussing a kvi. Amar Bikudi tells us, kvi bar b'fnei atzmahi, a kvi is its own barrier, it's its own creation. The chamim didn't decide, they didn't have a clear conclusion if it's a behema or if it's a chaya. Now the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds this is because he's of the opinion that you're not able to crossbreed a chaya and a behema. The Rabbanon Rabbi Elazar hold that you could. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't, and that's why he says that a kai is a completely different baryat. Rav Nachman says kai is a el habar. The kai is the wild ram which is found in the forest, and that's what it is. Says the Gemara Katanai, this is like machlokes tanaim. Kai is a el habar. Some say ze habam etashman etzviat. It's an animal that comes from a goat and from a deer, as we discussed yesterday. Whereas Rabbi Yosi says kvi bar b'fnei atzmahi. It's its own separate creation. V'leichru b'chachamim imin chaya imin behema. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel Emer, he tells us min behema he. It's actually min behema v'shel beis tushai. According to some, v'shel beis Rashai, Hayu Megadlam Hanadar Madarim, this family used to raise flocks of these kais. Now, Amar Zeir, Amar of Safra, Amar of Nuna, Hani Izei Debala, these goats that are found in the forest, Kshers Lagav Mizbeach, they're kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon, meaning they are behemoths and they are not chayais. Tarvel Akiyah Dar Marvietzchok, he clearly holds a Gravietzchok said, Eser Behemoths Mana Kasov, Vesulai, the Pasuk only mentions 10 animals. When the Torah tells us which animals are kosher, it lists 10 animals, and that's it. And Vahani, Midaloika Chashav Luhubahadi Chayas, these, meaning these Izei Debala, these forest goats, since they're not mentioned, with chayos in the pasuk, shma mino de ezninhu. It must be that it's the same min as regular goats, and even though they're wild goats, they live in the forest, it's still considered a goat, and it's a behema, and it's allowed to be brought as a carbon. But now we ask, Maskur Vacha Bar Yaakov, yes, as follows, Veima, why didn't I say as follows? When the pasuk talks about chayos, it says ayol v'tzvi, and that's prat and specification. And then when the pasuk tells us about kosher animals, it says kol behema, all animals, klal, that's a generalization. Pratu klal, that means we have first specification, then a generalization, nasa klal, moisef ala prat. Turns out that the klal is adding onto the prat. And it tells the ikatuva that there really are a lot of other animals included in chayos that aren't listed by the pasuk. It's very possible that this ezdabalo, this forest goat, is considered a chaya and not a behema. So we respond, that's not a raya, because imkain, if so, kol hani prati lamali, then why would the Torah need to mention a whole bunch of other prats? It doesn't just say ayil v'tzvi, it says ayil, tzvi, yachmur, akoy, dishon, so'oy, and zomer. And so much we can't be darshan it as pratu klal. However, we continue asking, maskalor of achar brezer of ikka, v'dilma, why don't we say that mina da akoy ninhu, that these forest goats are considered akoy, that's mentioned in the pasuk. We don't know what the akoy is. And I'm really of achar brezer of avil or of ashi, v'amrila, some say it was of achar brezer of avil or of ashi, dilma mina de so'oy, or mina de zomer ninhu. Maybe these forest goats are considered the so'oy or the zomer of the pasuk. So you say it's behema. And finally, says the Gemara, Amalir of Chanalir of Ashi, that Amemar, Shari Tarbayhu, Amemar openly and clearly allowed one to eat their fats. And so we see that at least according to Amemar, these Ise Dabala, these wild forest goats, they're considered Chayos, whose Chalev is permitted, and not Behemais. We have a similar discussion. Bamine Abba Braidra Minyaman Barchia, Mare of Huna Barchia, Hani Ise Dabala, Maulga Mizbeach. What's with these goats? Are they allowed to be brought in the Mizbeach? Are they considered Behemais? Someone responds to him, Ad Kanli Pligir Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbanon El Bishar Habar. The machlok that we have between Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbanon is regarding a wild shar. We have a Mishnah that says Shar Habar Min Behemahu. The Tanakam of the Rabban hold that the Shar Habar is a type of behema. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Amar, he says Min Chaya, it's considered a Chaya. The Rabban side of the Rabban hold Min Targuminon from the fact that the Targum of the word Sa'ay of the Pasuk is Turbala, and Turbala is literally the Shar of the Bala of the forest, so that's a wild ox, Sumina de Behemahu. We see it's a type of behema because it's a Shar. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Amar, he holds Min the Kachashiv Le Bahadi Chayos, since it's being counted among the Chayos, because Sa'ay is mentioned in the Chayos of the Pasuk, Mina de Chayahu, he must be it's a Chaya. Now that's our machlokes regarding Shar Habar. Avolhani, they were called Mina de Eznenu. These Ize de Bala, these wild forest goats, everyone agrees that the type of Ez, a goat, and they're allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. However, we have the same questions we just had before. Maskal of Acha Breder of Ikka, Vidilma Mina de Akoy Nenu. Maybe it's a type of Akoy, which is a Chaya, and Amrli Ravino of Ashi, Vidilma Mina de Sa'oy, Mina de Zomer Nenu. Maybe it's a type of Sa'oy or Zomer, which is also a type of Chaya, and Amrli of Nachmiller of Ashi, that Amemar Shari Tarbayhu, Amemar permitted their fats, showing that they're Chayos and not Behemoths, so we don't have a Raya. And now we go back to our mission. We had said, Ketzad, Hashoichet, V'chulu, and we had 12 different cases of Mishnah, multiple permutations of when a person might or might not be Chayiv for Isavas Benai. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shaya, Kul Masisin, Deloik Rab Shemin. The entire Mishnah is not like Rab Shemin. Mimai, how do we know this? Well, Mithikatani, since one of the cases of the Mishnah is Kadshim Bachot, that both animals were Kadshim and they were Shechted outside the base of Mikdash, Harishin Chayiv Karis, Ushnei Psulim. He's Chayiv Karis for Shechting the first one outside, that's called Shechute Chutz, one is Chayiv Karis for, and both of them are Pasul, and Ushnei Psefkin is Arbayim. In regards to both animals, the person is going to get 40 Malkas for Shechting them. Well, Mechti, let's see. Shamina later Rav Shimon to Amar. We've heard that Rav Shimon holds Shchita Shein Ruuya Loi Shma Shchita, and this is a very important line. He holds that Shchita, which is not fitting, is not called Shchita, which means that if the Shchita of the animal is not going to allow one to eat it, that's not going to permit it to be eaten, so it's not even considered a Shchita in the first place. So since we know that Rav Shimon holds Shchita Shein Ruuya Loi Shma Shchita, well, then how does that play out in the case where both of them are Kachim and they were Shechted outside the base of Mikdash? Payam Beis on the top, Kama Mikto Katle. The first one was Shechted outside the base of Mikdash. It's considered like he just killed it. He didn't Shecht it. It's a Shchita Shein Ruya. It can't be eaten because it's kachim outside the base of Mikdash. So he is chayv karis for shechting it outside. That's based off a pasuk and a drasha, but it's still not considered a shechita. It's just considered like he killed it, and therefore sheni miskal b'finimhu. The second animal technically would have been able to be brought inside the base of Mikdash because the first one wasn't considered to be shechted. The second one is now able to be brought in the base of Mikdash as a karban, and therefore when he shechts the second one outside, karis nami l'chayiv. He should also be chayv karis for shechting kachim outside, not just chayv malkis for osvas benai. Furthermore, what's another case in the Mishnah? Chulin b'finim. Both animals were chulin and they're both shechted inside the base of Mikdash. What did the Mishnah say? Shnei psulim, both them are apostle, Vashen Yosef Gizarbaim, and for Shechlin's second one, a person's going to receive Malkus because that's Isaac's Benai. Now, Mechti, let's see. Shamina the Rib Shimon to Amar Shchita Shein Ruya Ishma Shchita. Rib Shimon holds the Shchita Zain Ruya is not called Shchita, and that means that Kama Mikto Katle, the first one is really just considered to be killed because it's Chulin Ba'azara and it's not able to be eaten, so that means it's Shchita Shein Ruya. It's like it wasn't Shechted, therefore, Sheni Amar Yosef Gizarbaim. Why would he get Malkus for Shechlin's second one? You're only Chayiv Malkus for Isaac's Benai if the first one was considered a Shchita, and therefore, when he Shechts the second one, as a shechita shehi ruuya, he would get malchus for that for Isaac's benai. But in this case, it's considered shechita shein ruuya, so he shouldn't get malchus. That's another pointer that shows the Mishnah's not Rav Shimon. We see this in yet another case. What did the Mishnah say? Kachim bifnim. Both animals were kachim, and they were both shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. So Risha and Kashru Pater, the first one is kasher and he's Pater. He didn't do anything wrong. He shechted the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, everything's fine. And Vasheni, in regards to the second one, Yosef Gizarbaim, he gets malchus. Upasol and salad be eaten. Now here's the question. Mechli, let's see. Shamina later, Rav Shimon d'amar shechita shein ruuya ishma shechita. Rav Shimon holds the shechita shein ruuya is not called a shechita, and shechita's kachim nami shechita shein ruuyahi. Shechting kachim is considered shechita shein ruuya. Why is that? The kama de loy zarek dam loy mishtri basar. As long as the blood of the animal hasn't been sprinkled on the mizbeach, the meat is not permitted to be eaten. So the shechita itself is considered in ruuya because just by shechting the animal, the person is not allowed to eat it. And therefore, sheni amasek b'zarbayim pasul. Why do we say the second animal is pasul and he gets malchus for shechting it? It's a shechita sheni ruuya because it's kachim. Elishma mino deloy krab shemin. It's obvious that Mishnah is al krab shemin. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush in this? Pshita d'hachi isa. Of course, that's how it is. Since he holds shechita sheni ruuya shmashchita, obviously our Mishnah is not like him. What's the chiddush? The answer is the last point is the chiddush. Shechita is kachim tzri chalei. The whole purpose of bringing this is for shechita is kachim. Sagadat chamina. I would have thought to say the shechita is kachim shechita ruuya he. Shechting kachim is considered shechita ruuya. D'ha'i nachar v'zarg dam loymashri basar. If a person stabbed the animal, he didn't shecht it. He just stabbed it. Then he took the blood and sprinkled on the mizbeach. The meat's not permitted to eat. But v'chishachet mishri basar. When he shechts the animal and then he does zrikas adam, the meat is permitted to eat. So therefore, I might say the shechita ruuya he. The shechting kachim is considered shechita ruuya. Kamash malan. The chiddush is that no, since as we said before, as long as the zrikas adam did not happen, the meat's not allowed to be eaten. So the shechita is considered in ruuya, and that's the main chiddush in Reb Shimon. We're actually going to be talking about this in the next stuff as well. The Gemara continues asking on the Mishnah. Why are we saying the only set of malchus he's going to get is for Oseves Benoi? Why doesn't he also get malchus for the lav of Mechusar Zman? Mechusar Zman means that it's premature. We have an animal which is kachim, but it's too early to shecht it, so it's a lav to shecht it. In every case of Oseves Benoi, is also Mechusar Zman, because once the mother was shechted, we have an issur to shecht the child today, but it is allowed to be shechted tomorrow, and therefore the second animal is kachim, it's considered Mechusar Zman. It's a carbon which cannot be shechted today, it's premature, but it's allowed to be shechted tomorrow, so when he does shechted today, he should get malchus from Mechusar Zman. How do we know? Zaytan, you have a braisa. How do we know that any time we have a shar set, which is possible, that we apply the words lo yiratze, it's not an acceptance, meaning a lav, don't bring it as a carbon? Tamlam, because the pasuk says, v'shar v'seh, sarua v'kalot v'gaymer, a shar seh, which is either sarua, its leg is too long, or it's kalot, it doesn't have split hooves. The pasuk says, lo yiratze, it's not a braisa carbon. This teaches us that when we have a psul that applies to shar seh, that there's this lav of lo yiratze. And since we have a shar seh over here, that because of Isav Hasbenoi, it's considered Mechusar Zman. It's not allowed to be brought today, so we should get Malkus from Mechusar Zman. Says Gemara, you're technically right. However, Kikachashev, Lave de Isav Hasbenoi. The only Lavim that are being mentioned in the Mishnah are Lavim of Isav Hasbenoi. Lave Nuchroi, Lav Gachashev. We're not mentioning other ones. Nuchroi comes from the word Nuchri, like foreign. We're not talking about other Lavim, just Isav Hasbenoi. Ask the Gemara, Valoi, really? Valkanchem Bechotz, the Lav Nuchroi Ninhu, Lav of Shechtin Kachem outside. That's a different Lav, Vikachashev, and that's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gatani was the Mishnah say, Kachem Bechotz, if both of the animals he's shechting are Kachem, and he did them outside the base of Mikdash. So Rishon Chayv Kares, he's Chayv Kares for shechting the first one because that's Shchut Echot. Ushneim Sefik Nezarbayim, and he gets Malkus for shechting both of them. Now Bishlam Sheni Mishum Lav Da'isus Benoi. We understand he gets Malkus for the second one because with that one he was over Isus Benoi. Al Rishon Amay Sefik. Why does he get Malkus for shechting the first one outside the base of Mikdash? Lav Mishum Lav Shchut Echot. Isn't it because of the Lav of Shchut Echot? Then not only would it be Chayv Kares, but there's also Malkus with it. So we see that we are mentioning other Lavim other than Isus Benoi. Says the Gemara, you're right. However, Kol Hechadol Leka Lav Da'isus Benoi. Anytime the person is not going to be chai for Isis Benoi for this particular animal, so then we'll mention other lavim. But v'chol hecha de'ikol lav da'isis Benoi, anytime the person is going to be chai for Isis Benoi for this animal, loy chashav lavin uchroi, the Mishnah doesn't mention other lavim that maybe he's also going to get malchus for, such as Mechusar Zman. However, Abzeir answers differently and says, Hanuchl Mechusar Zman, leave the lav of Mechusar Zman to the side. Da'kosav pei alaf amar alaf on top, nitkoi la'asei, because the pasuk actually shifts it to being an asei. In other words, as we're going to see in a moment, really the whole lav of Mechusar Zman is learned from an assay, and therefore it doesn't come from Malkus. My time, why is this? Is the Gemara. Damar Krakos, the Pasuk tells us, Miyayim Hashmini Vahala Yeratze. From the eighth day and on, it shall be a Ritzui for Hashem. This is when the Pasuk tells us that the first 7 days of an animal's life, it should be with its mother, and from the eighth day on, it could be brought as a carbon. What do we learn from here? Miyayim Hashmini In Me Karolai. That from the eighth day on, it could be brought as a carbon. Previously, though, before the eighth day, it's not to be brought as a carbon. That means that there's a lav to bring it before its eighth day. However, lav haba mechal assay. This is a lav that comes from an assay, and that means it just has a status of an assay and therefore does not come along with Malkus, and this is considered Mechusar Zman. It's premature if it's within its first week of life, and that would be the same thing with Isis Benoi. Mechusar Zman doesn't come with Malkus. Ask Gemara, how can we say this? We need this pasuk for what Rabbi Tariki said. Rabbi Tariki Rami, he has a stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, that for 7 days it shall be with his mother. Halayla Chazi, that's mashma, that already at night it's fitting to be a carbon. Uksiv, but then the pasuk says, Miyayim Hashmini Vahali Yiratze, from the eighth day and on it shall be his ritzoi, and we learn from here, Miyayim Hashmini Vahala in Laila Lai. It's only from the eighth day and on, not from the night of the eighth day. Hakates, that's why I don't understand the seeming stira. It must be Laila Gdusha Yaim Lahartsa. By the night already, the night after the seventh day, he can designate this as a carbon. In the daytime, he's able to bring it as a carbon, and that's going to be a ritzoi. So we see we need the pasuk for Rav Driki said. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Krachwina. There's another pasuk. It says, Kain Tasla Sharchal Tsanecha. And this pasuk concludes, Shivas Yamim Ye Im Imai by Yaim Hashmini Titnoi Li. And that's where the drasha should come from. Mail, the original pasuk could be used for Rav Zeira said that the lav mechusar zman doesn't come with malchus, and that's the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss shitas Rav Shimon of Isis Benai not applying to kachim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.